Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go ahead and stretch them forth.
morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you, families and friends, and God bless you all over the world that tuning in right now. My God, to our segment, 8 a.m. morning broadcast. My God, it's Easter in time. I just thank God for each and every one of you, and I just give praises for what God is doing in the world, even though the things that we don't understand or we don't even know, you know what he is up to. God is always up to something, saints of God. Let me tell you something. When you begin to walk inside of him, you begin to make up in your mind and accept the fact you're just not going to figure him out. You're just not going to get to the place to where you just know God. It's just not going to happen. My God almighty, it's just not going to happen. Many times we can figure different things out when we're on the outside, amen, when we're on the outside of individual, because we're just looking at what one single movement, you just looking at one body structure. But once you go in the inside of an individual, you got all different types of organs, you got different types of different things that function in the body, my God, that you cannot see on the outside. So it's a whole different picture in the inside. So I challenge each and every one of you, and constantly challenging the family of ADM. Let's step into God, because once you step into God, you never get bored. You are always seeing different sides of God, different depthness of God. I'm telling you, it's a whole different function. You will never get to the place where you don't figure things out, or you know the different mindset or know different directions of God. I can understand how Moses felt. Moses just felt to the place to where he just said, listen, he's a God. He going to do what he wanted. He just going to do what he want to do. He got to do. It's no way you're going to figure him out, because it's too much depth in the inside of God. Amen. So I challenge you to get on the inside of God. Saints of God, I just thank God for our families and friends, my God almighty, all over the world. And I just thank God for our family up there in Norway. Norway, I bless God for you. Our family and friends in Australia, I thank God for you as well. France and the United Kingdom, we definitely thank God for you as well. North Carolina, Virginia, we thank God. Tennessee, we thank God for you as well. New York, Massachusetts, we thank God for you as well. California, Nevada, and our good friends over there, and we're still praying for you all. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you got a place or you got a family or you got somewhere you could just donate to Texas, please, let's go ahead and be a donator, my God. And I thank God for my wife. My wife don't went in our house, don't went to pulling things out, been getting to donate boxes everywhere. And I just thank God, my God, I got a heart. She has a heart, just want to reach out and help people no matter where they're at in the world or whatever condition that it may be in. Saints of God, I want you to continue to go on a fast with us. We still up on the fast. We got two more days. I know some of you probably be sounding sad right now, say, oh my God, we got two more days of the fasting. Yes, we'll get coming around down to the Friday, amen. But I want you to continue, my God, let's keep going and let's keep going strong. I know some you, it'll awaken some things inside of you to where you like, you didn't realize that you was doing a little too much of. You know, I know TV might be one, and some of you probably feel like, my God, I would never thought that fasting for TV, pulling back, it could be so difficult. We don't know, my God, how much we don't engage into things of the world, engage into different different things, my God, till we start shutting things off, pulling back, pushing it away, and we'll realize how much in depth we was into it, amen. But nevertheless, I want you to keep on going, and I want you to keep on coming on with us. Keep on fasting. Let's go ahead and keep finishing and strong. We want to be a family and a friends that, you know what, this is what we do. This is a lifestyle that you do. And I'm telling you right now, you'll be strong. You won't be trying to get ready. You'll be already ready for whatever come in your life, whatever blessing God want to flow. You already have your table. You already have your inner part clean and pushed out, for God can do whatever he want to do in your life. Amen. So I just thank God for what he is continuing doing. Saints of God, listen, we're going to begin to pull our youth and let our youth begin to minister and do things in their own style, in their own language. So this Friday at 7 p.m., I want you to come back on and tune in with the family, my God, and we want to bring your youth, put your children on the phone, let's turn it up. My God, we're going to try to get some of our youth to be on the air. Let them begin to minister to pray, begin to step on out and feel good about, you know, serving God, feel good about representing the kingdom. And they don't have to come in and try to be adults and use all these type of words and all, but they could let God work with them and in them, my God, through their own age, through the millenniums. Amen. So I want you guys to come on. Let's be a part. Let's support them. Put your kids on. Let's get them on at 7 p.m. Amen. And let's go ahead and have a great time and let them have a great time in exaltation and prayer and whatever God want to use them. My God, sometimes they probably just want to talk about how we can, how they can overcome different things in school, bullying and all this type of stuff. This stuff is real, saints. This stuff is real. I know kids might bring it home to you and we going out there and you know what, we want to deal with the teachers and deal with the principal, deal with this here. But it's something when kids could tell you how to deal with it from within themselves, how kids can help kids. You got to understand that kids help kids. Amen. Kids draw other kids. Kids can be a leader to the kids, even though they respect you as an authority figure. But it's kids that is influence kids. Amen. So we want to go ahead and take a part and let's bring our family and our children. Let's begin to position them to be leaders for they can begin to influence different ones out in the world, my God, for they could be the head, not the tail, for they could be the leaders, not the followers. Amen. It's one thing that we telling them, but it's another thing when we position them to be the leaders, not the follower. Amen. So let's begin to position our kids to be the leaders, not the follower. Saints of God, I'm just so excited. We're going to be in our anniversary celebrating all year. My God, I just popped back. I was going through the computer. I found different old files from different times where we go. I'm going to try to put something together for the family so you can see where the ministry, how far it came. I just brought tears to my eyes. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it's not about how much money you have. It's not about what you have. It's not about none of that stuff. Y'all, please hear my words. It's about being faithful with God. And when you're faithful with God and you obey God, you got to go where God tell you to go. You got to go where you got to lead. You got to allow God to lead you. Amen. And when you do that, my God Almighty, God will bring you. God will increase you. God going to do everything. Because why? You don't put God in a position where he trusts you. Many folks trying to put God, want many folks, because you speaking a good word and you got a good tongue and you got a good shout and you got a good hallelujah. But that doesn't mean that God could trust you. Amen. Because it's something, my God, you got to understand too, the devil had a good word, the devil had a good tongue, the devil had a good thing, but the devil still has, the devil, even all that in his worship, and even through all that, he still had a rebellious spirit against God. He still have a rebellious thing and want to do things his own way. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, that's why we got to continue to fast, because you'll realize how much structure that you want to do things your way. And that's the biggest thing that the church, we have to fight against. It's the spirit of rebellion. Many folks been trying to fight against witches and warlocks and think we're going to ride around in the broom. Baby, no, it's that spirit of rebellion. And it's all throughout the church. It's all throughout the house. It's all throughout each other. Amen. Some of us rebel against God. God tell us, hey, I want you to pray. I want you to do this. Oh, my God, God, I just got busy. I just got, baby, right then and there, you just rebel. That's the biggest fight and that's the biggest war. It's rebellion against the direction and instruction and authority of God. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, this will help you to get your flesh under suggestion. Amen. And bring it back. Because I'm telling you right now, I want you to be in a place where you can prove yourself to God that you are ready for this blessing. You are ready for the miracle that to happen into your life. You are ready, my God. And it ain't going to do anything. Any increase that God have in your life, all it's going to do is continue to draw you closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. Strengthen you with God. It's not going to push you away. You ain't going to have a puff up chest like you got it going on. Yeah, God on the air, brother, yes, sister, you know, flexing and all that kind of stuff. But it just continue to bring you into a place of humbleness. Amen. Into with God. So I want you to continue, my God Almighty, seeking God, but most of all, my God, trusting God. And when you do that, there you'll realize that God, my God, once he do that, you get in that position. Whew, my God, the skies is the limit. Listen, once again, I already told y'all, once you give the pastor or preacher, any kind of preacher, you give them the mic, my God Almighty, we might not have enough wisdom like Mother, our very own Mother Helen, going to be right back with us tonight at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We'll just keep on going. We don't do drive-bys. We'll just stop and park and tell you, pull up a chair, let us talk to you, amen? But nevertheless, we're going to get ready to get on our very own Mother Jackson. She on. I need her to press 1 right quick. Amen. And right after that, my God, I'm going to open up the lines, probably call our very own Pastor Smith to come on in and drop some nuggets. My God, I know some of you got some nuggets today. I want y'all to press 1 if you got something that you want to share to the people of God, because this is going to be a totally little different, because I woke up this morning. God haven't dropped nothing in my spirit last night or this morning. So one thing I bow, and one thing, family, y'all know about me, I'm not going to force it. If God ain't leading me in that direction, I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to give you something that God have not dropped or God have not put in my spirit. Amen. Amen. So we're going to call Mother Jackson. Come on, Mother Jackson. Go ahead and give us that great word of fire down Holy Ghost prayer. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Temple. Father God, first I give you the honor who's ahead of my life. Temple, First Lady Temple, ATM members. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you just once more this morning, God. Just thanking you for another brand new day, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you how you took care of us all through the night and up to this point, God. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. So we just say thank you once more. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the roof over our heads, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning we ask you to just look up on the one that's blocked the hurricane going to hit Florida. We pray, God, that you put them in the safety zone, God. Heal and protect them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, don't let us just only think about ourselves, God, but let us cry out, push out the prayer for each and every country, every city, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even to the United States, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you could breathe upon this city and the states, God. Let your people everywhere see that you're speaking from the east, south, and north, and the west, God. All the corruption is going on, all the killing, God, all the hurricane, God. That's you speaking to us, God. Let them know it's time to get it right. It's time to call on Jesus that your soul can be saved and that you'll be filled with his precious Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God, we pray this morning that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to teach us, God, what to pray about, even what to speak about. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize we can't do nothing. Nothing without you, God. But we know so we can do all things through you and strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to teach us to be honest with one another, God. Even to ourselves, God, in the mighty name of God. And let us continue to just love on someone. Let us love on someone like Jesus love on us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that genuine love, God, that God has on the inside of him, God. So if he has it, God, and we are in him, God, we also supposed to have it. In the name of Jesus, let us continue to have compassion on one another, God. Equitable, God. Even the people out there in the world, God. Don't let us walk by and ignore us. Let us holler, let us bullshit, God. Let us cry out for them, God. Let us continue to tell them that we love them. Also, Jesus do too. Let us continue, God. Go out what you have pulled out and hold into us. In the name of Jesus. So we lift up every husband, every wife. Holy God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect. How do the most take the marriage that in the mighty name of God? Let them just marriage, God, be into you, God. We realize, God, even in marriage, if you're not in the center of the bullshit, if you're not in the center of anything, it won't work. Oh, but if you're in the center, God, everything will be all right. by the name of Jesus, God, we cry out this morning for the youth, God. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing for them, God. We thank you how you're saving them at a young age, filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. Oh, we say thank you this morning, God. Thank you, God, once again, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our family members, God. We realize some of them might be messed up, God. Oh, but let us continue to cry out to you for them, God. Because you're the one that can save and deliver us at the captive free, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every leader that it is, God, evangelists, teachers, God, prophet, prophecy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you keep them strong, God, and for these last and evil days, God. Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Oh, whatever you pour into them, God, let them continue to pour out to your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning once again, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of God. Oh, God, look upon this nation once more, God. We need you, I don't know, like never before, God. Oh, we need you, God, to even teach us, God, how to walk. We can't even walk, God, unless you teach us and lead us how to walk. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to push like never before, God. Oh, when we don't feel like pushing, Lord, give us that push. That push, God. That push in you, God. Oh, let us keep our eyes on you, God. Don't let us get weary in way of doing, God. Let us continue to go all hard on the bullshit like never before, God. We thank you this morning, God, for healing the broken heart, God. People's heart have been hurt, broken, disappointed, God. But we thank you for healing the heart this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We give you all the glory, all the glory to go to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, these things we ask in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I just thank God right now. Just worship him. Since God, he is worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you right now, in the midst of your worship, in the midst of your exaltation, in the midst of your intercession, there are the steps and them are the attributes that we need to begin to take every day, constantly making the habit. Because them are the steps that will give you access to step into the moment. Amen. I just give God the praise and I give God the glory. And I magnify his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. We're going to go ahead and click on and bring in our very own Pastor Smith. Amen. And we're going to bring on our very own Pastor Smith. And let's, I know he probably has some nuggets he want to jump in. I think he stays here all the time. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen. God, good morning and God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. It is indeed a pleasure and a joy to be here this morning, praise God, and giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, amen, and to my wife, and to you, Pastor, and the First Lady, amen, and to the ABM frontline and family, amen, and to our internet and radio listeners, God bless you this morning, amen. And you know, Pastor, I just want to piggyback a little bit off of what you said on yesterday. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. You said,
you know what?
God,
I said that on in because I felt your spirit burning. But sometimes I get so caught up, y'all already know I get caught up. I just start doing all kinds of stuff.
Amen. 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 But I like to talk about that word quality.
Amen.
Praise God. You was talking about giving God the quality time. Amen. Praise God. You can always deal with substance, but it's that quality time in God where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Praise God. And I just like to give a cry out to all the men around the world. Praise God. Praise God. We got to take our rightful place. Amen. We're the head and not the tail. Amen. Amen. So praise God. You know, we have to be committed. Amen. Praise God. And we have to come with an attitude of gratitude to God and take on that zeal that God was telling us about towards him. Amen. Praise God. So, you know, we can't be getting into these little attitudes and things like that. Well, I'm going to do what I want to do and let the women do what they want to do. Praise God. No, 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 no. Amen. God wants that quality from us men. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are the leaders. Praise God. Amen. So listen, amen, praise God, to when the men and women of God give us a word from the Lord, amen, praise God. You got to take that word and digest it, amen, amen. Digest it, amen, and then regurgitate it, amen, praise God, and then apply it to your life, amen. But for the men, amen, praise God, God loves you, and so do I, amen, praise God, amen. But we men have to take our rightful place because we're in the last and evil days, amen. And God is always up to something, amen, praise God, when it pertains to his children, to us, the saints. See, we are a chosen people, a peculiar people, amen, praise God, amen. And then we have to go forth and show the praises of him, amen, praise God. And this is for the men, again, I say. Again, I say, amen, show quality, amen, time and effort, amen, towards serving God in your personal relationship. And then the Bible tells us, you know, praise God, not to forsake ourselves, assembling ourselves together. Amen. Praise God. So that means we need to come together. Amen. But if we don't come together, amen, praise God. Amen. How do we know one another? Amen. So, you know, your fruit, amen, will bear witness. Amen. Amen. Praise God, men. Your fruit will bear witness, you know. And the word says, amen. When the brothers come together, it tells us to come together. Amen. Amen. And we can dwell together in unity. Amen. But we must first come together. Amen. Praise God. And then we need to exhibit the quality, amen, that our pastor was telling us about, amen. Then we can press our way, praise God. We have to stay in the press because you know what? The enemy is going to attack us because that's his job anyway. But we have to be bold soldiers and we have to stay in the fight, amen, amen. You might get a little scratch wound or something like that in the battle, but that ain't nothing, amen, praise God. That's nothing but a trial and a trick of the enemy. We have to stay in the fight, praise God. Amen. We have to. We have to stand with the quality of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When we worship, we got to worship in the quality of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And men, we're constantly being looked at. Amen. So we have to set the example at all times. Amen. Amen. If we say we are men of God, amen, we have to show forth, amen, praise God, that we are. And we have to stand on those principles of God. Amen. Amen. Well, that's my nugget for today, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Giving God that quality time. Amen. Praise God. Even when we don't want to do it, we have to press and Amen. Do it anyway. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Amen. Say so. God, Mr. Smith, is, yeah, well, you know, we hit the nail on the head. But say so. God is just like you. Many of you are going to be getting up and going to work today. Many of you are going to be getting up. And some of you are going to be going to your job as a form of a employee. And your title is really a employee. You're not a manager. You're not a supervisor, or you're not a you're not in place where you're overseeing. But yet you are a employee. Amen. You must on that level, on that status of being an employee. You would love to have quality employees with you. Amen. It's something to I know many of us done this where we had to pick up a lot of slack because we had other slack of our coworkers. They just not doing it, their job, and we got to pick up the slack. And you know, it does something to you because at the end of the day, you know, we all you're going to work and get the same check and you're getting a paycheck, and don't let you know that another individual is making a little bit more than you, and but yet you doing more work than the individual because the individual is just slacking off, amen? But you are an individual that is like have integrity, and you just want to make sure everything is good. How would that make you feel when you have an individual beside you and they just slacking off? Just slacking off, and now you there building up the slack, pulling the slack and different things like that, amen? That'll make you feel some type of way. That'll make you feel that, hey, the supervisor or somebody need to get rid of this person here. This person is just not doing the job. They're not doing what it is. They're not pulling their weight. It'll make you feel some type of way, amen? So let's make sure we are not like that in the body of Christ. Let's make sure we are pulling our weight in the body of Christ in prayer, amen, and our fasting, and making sure that we're pulling our weight and putting things together. Amen. I got a motto. If somebody's scratching your back, make sure you have enough decency and scratch his ass well. Amen. Because at the end of the day, that's the quality. We can have so many people around you, especially my wife. We're in a position where we bring people, hire people, and different things like that. It's so many applications. We can have 100 or 200 applications on our desk, amen. But we go to search and go to for resumes. Why are we doing that? Because we just not looking for workers. We are looking for quality workers, amen. We're looking for quality individual to be able to carry out the jobs and carry out the duties, and you don't have to worry or stress of what's going on, what's that one, what's that one. Amen. That is what God is looking for right now. It's just like every one of us is on his desk, by God, and just have an application because we want our blessing. We want our healing. We want this. We want that. So we want our applications to God. Other words, what we call it is a petition. Amen. It's we have a petition to God, and we petition God about different things. God, take me up higher. God, do this here. God, I need this. I need a favor. Then God begin to look at your resume, but he really in your resume, you was let go for one job because you didn't show up on time. You was let go for another job because you was insubordination. You did not do assignments, or you did not do what you was told to do. You was let go for another job, God Almighty, because at the end the day, you're very confrontational. No one couldn't tell you nothing. What are you saying, Pastor? You was let go for one job, my God Almighty, because when God asked you to pray, or when it was time for you to pray, the church has come together. You feel as though they're telling you a totally different direction. Amen. You got to understand, when you got two mindsets going two different ways, somebody's walking in a bed. You got to hear me. Somebody is walking in the spirit of rebellion. God is a unified unity front. Amen. Let's begin to position our resume for God. Say, listen, my God, when it was time to pray, you pray. When you fast, you fast. When it's time to sow into somebody's life or help another individual, you sow. When it's time to come together, lock hands and hands as brothers and as sister, you do what you have to do, my God. And let us sow them type of resume when others came and hated you, persecuting you, you knew they were lying on, you still, my God, turned around and showed love. You still show you did not get on that level. Amen. Let that quality of that resume or that petition illuminate in front of God, and where God say, I need you, I want you, what you need, I release it now, because you offer it of quality. Let's not be the rejects that we got an application in, we're looking at it, you're not qualified, and we pass you by. Let's not be that individual. Let's be the individual that stands out. I've been through every test. God, every test you put me through, we pass every test. Because why? Our focus is on you. We refuse to hold our head down. We refuse to cry over spilled milk because our faith is in you. We refuse. We want to assemble ourselves around strong like individual. I want to get myself not around them co-workers. Got to complain. Listen, y'all got to stop hanging around with these co-workers. And I'm saying co-workers as a metaphor, but I'm really talking about some thing. Amen.
Right.
That got a problem. You know how they get in the bathroom. They get in their little huddle. They get in their little talk.
Make it plain.
They got a problem with your staff. They got
make
a problem with the management. They got a problem. And it's always the down in the South Soul train that these folks don't want us to go higher. These people don't want. They got a problem with everything. They got a problem.
Right there.
And next thing you know, they start imparting that foolishness in your spirit. And now you got a problem. And guess what? Now he's still working or she's still working. And you trying to figure out why they still working. And y'all both had the same problem. He brought the problem or she brought the problem to you, and you home trying to find somewhere else to work to feed your family. You know, y'all better watch out for these two-faced snakes, my God Almighty, that is not only in the world for us, but also in the church for us. Also in the church. Y'all hear me? They got a problem with everything, but yet they still praising, they still clapping their hands, but yet they infuse you with that poison. You got to stop hanging yourself around with like I told my daughter the other day, she was trying to fit in with different things and with different people, different individuals at one point in her walk in her school. And I asked my daughter, I said, what kind of grades you making? She said, Dad, I'm making A's and B's, you know. And I said, I know you need to go and hang, you need to go and find some friends got like minds like you, A's and B's, and want to make the principal list. I said, that is your group. That is if you hang around individuals that doesn't care, disrespecting, different, you're gonna always have a war. You're gonna always, but you hang around individual guy, saints, go and find somebody got like minded. Somebody's heading where you're headed. You've been in the foolishness, you've been in the mud, you've been in the gossip, you've been in the talking about. Amen. You wanna go and sing, you wanna excel in life, and I need to find somebody who is excelling in life, and I need to hang around that individual, because if you hang around with fleas eventually get off on you. If you hang around with flies gonna eventually lay their eggs in you. You better hear me, my God Almighty. And so let's begin to hang around. Let's bring this back on in. Quality. God looking for quality. That's why the Bible says, those that worship me in spirit, in truth. That's quality.
Amen.
He's talking about quality. Amen. And let's begin to our resume in the telling right now, you got to go to church. I know you're listening to me, us all over the world. And every time the pastor says something, it's time to do something. The brothers, let's come together. Sisters, let's come together. You always have this one. I don't know. Child, I don't got time to do all this. You better run for your life, because that's the individual going to set you up for poverty. That's the individual going to set you up for suffering. No peace, no happiness, but always an issue and always a problem. And always something. That's the individual you got run for your life and get away from.
Amen.
And that's also in the workforce. I don't know who I'm talking about in this workforce right now. Sister or brother, God is trying to give y'all a promotion and take you higher. You better watch out for snakes or grass. You better watch out. People trying to say, you got to understand, people put poison in you because they want your direction. Let me say that again. People will put poison in you because they want your direction.
Amen.
And you are great and you are in the way, and they're going to fill you up with a bunch of garbage, but yet they are not going to act on the garbage they filling you up on, but they'll give you the garbage so you can start acting. Otherwise, they'll tell you one thing, then tell the other person another thing.
Right.
They'll show you all the frustration and all the aggression, but yet they'll go over
come
here.
On,
anything
come
you want to do, sir. Anything you want me to do, sir, I'll go and mop the floor. I'll mop your floor. Mm-hmm. And they get away from being humble.
Oh, yeah.
They come to you. I'm just sick of these people. They always try to put all this on them, put all that on them, where they ain't going to do. In part, you, that foolishness, and now when individuals come to you because they've got an eye on you, because they see potentials in you. They see leadership in you. They see promotion in you. God is trying to call you higher. And you so, my God, you so full of what negativity or got imparted with that mess. So they ask you something, because God is trying to check on your humbleness. He's trying to check on your obedience, your ability to be obedient. Obedience.
Amen.
And say, hey, I need you to go and do this here. Why you always got to ask me to go and do this there? Y'all don't pay me enough. Here, y'all don't do this. Y'all, now, come on. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. Y'all ain't doing enough right here. Y'all ain't paying me enough right here to do this and do that and do that. Y'all need to give me some money. Y'all need to go and do this here. Amen. All that there. And guess what? Soon
person to look at your child and say, okay, no problem. And here come your little creepy little coming back in your ear. You told them,
man.
I guess they won't come at you like that, or come at that like that again, on which you right ain't going to come back at you like that again, because you're going to be gone.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You hang around with fleas.
Amen.
You hang around with flies. Eventually, you're going to get eggs laid in you. And they're going to produce more flies. Amen. Let's be individuals of quality. I want individuals that is true to God, worshiping God. I understand it's numbers and everybody, but not everybody is quality. Look for the quality. And don't let the inequality or the person that got a problem on the other end be you.
Amen.
Don't let it be you. Your neighbor's trying to get away from you because you're not showing quality. They trying to find quality, but yet they trying to move away from you.
Amen.
You, the person on a job, is speaking negative and speaking poison and infusing because you got a jealousy in you because you are not allowing your leadership or ability or promotion, so you want to undermine everything else.
Amen.
Woo! Pastor, hold that down. Amen. I'm going to hold it down for a second. Amen. Let's begin, saints of God. Let's begin to walk in quality. Let's begin to produce a resume. Amen. To walk in quality. Amen. Our resume before God. Don't think in God. Yeah, God hears you. I don't care what level you're on or who what you're doing, the big chief of the chief or sinner of the sinners. God hears you. He hears the sinner, prayer, however y'all want to call it. He hears everything. If he hears Satan and he could be able to talk to Satan, you better believe he could talk to his creation. Amen. That haven't even transformed into their glorified bodies yet. Amen. So I'm pretty sure he hears you. But at the end of the day, God do not move on in and everything because you ask. Amen. Because you petition him. Amen. So let's begin to give God quality. Let's begin not to give God quantity, a bunch of words and a bunch of tears and a bunch of, snot and everything else. Let's begin to give him quality. And when he begins to look upon us, he's going to look upon us and see quality. And when you begin to give your workers or boss or supervisor quality, when you go, he or she, and ask, I think it's time for a promotion, different things. And they can say, they'll look at you and say, you know what it is? It is. You know, you come to work at 8 o'clock, you come to work at 7:30. You don't leave out 5, you leave out of work at 5:30. You take 30 minutes to you go over and beyond to make sure everything is good and make sure everything is taken care of. So God, I don't know who we're talking to this morning about this promotion. I don't know who in the world I'm talking to, but God is trying to set somebody up for a promotion. Saints of God, let me tell you something. The way to get a promotion away, you got to prove you can handle the job before they can give you the job.
Amen.
Stop with this. Listen. Get out of this slave mentality. Get out of this.
Amen.
Get out of this stuff. Get out of this ghetto, this poverty mindset to where y'all about to pay me first before I do the job. I want to see you do the job before I give you money.
Amen.
You're going to have to prove yourself first before you get the promotion. Many of you trying to get the promotion without trying to prove yourself. Well, I've been around here 10 years. Yeah, you've probably been around here 10 years, but yet you wasn't in this position.
Amen.
Prove that you can help the position before the increase comes. Then the increase don't have no problem attaching itself to you because you don't prove you can handle the position. You got to work the position before you can get the benefits that comes from the position. Stop trying to get the benefits before you even get in position. And many of us trying to do that with God. We want the benefit of God, but yet we don't want to get in agreement with God. We want the God Almighty. We want all the miracles and all the blessing and all the increase for God, but yet we are not trying to get in position from God. We want this, but yet now, baby, you got to be in the vein of God to begin to receive from God. Don't let things fool you. Be in here, and I can care less what level of board you want, how you could chief apostle, you the chief preacher, chief. We all have to be in alignment with God to receive from God. No matter what you do, if you sit on there, if you shut off the light at the end of the day, you lock up, it doesn't matter. Or you just come down
worshiping.
You have to be in a vein of God to receive from God.
You need to be in the vein of your ploie or your ployer to receive what you need from them. Oh, my God, I got to get on. We got to get on out of here. Pastor Jeff, you got any final words that you want to share before I even hit the exit button? Because, man, that's all right there. That's a good breath of coughers right there.
Amen. Amen. That's a good word, Pastor. But the only thing I got to say is, you know, let's stay in the press. Let's give God quality time. Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tonight at 7:30 with our very own Mother Helen to give us a drive-by. I'm telling you, you don't want to duck. You want these bullets to hit you because they're going to do you so good other than doing some damage. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tonight, 7:30. God bless you.